Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Zvachim Daf Yod Gimel Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the second parak of Zvachim, and it continues with where we left off in the first parak with the issue of Pigula. So if you do Kmitza, intending to either eat the Shiraim or to burn the Kometz tomorrow, Modar B'Yosef is Eshu Pigul V'Chevin Lav Karet. We'll see what it is Rabbi Yossi is agreeing to, where he disagrees, that he has to agree here. He says this is certainly karet. Laktir levonatal machar, but here we have a disagreement. If you do the komets intending to burn the levona tomorrow, Rabbi Yosef mer pasul ven bo karet, it's not pigocha mer pigocha ven lav karet. Amrulo mashina zemina zevach. So they looked at Rabbi Yosef and got the impression that levona, like emurim, is a piece of the avodah. Why is this any different? Amar lahen, shal zevach tamom v'sarov mirav echad. After all, the dam comes from the same source that the emurim come from. Levona ina minam mincha. Levona is a separate piece that is artificially introduced to the mincha. Okay. Lama lemitna moder Rabbi Yosef is there. Why does it say Rabbi Yosef agrees here? So why lemitna seifa? Because in the seifa it'll say, like, tell them, tell machar, Rabbi Yosef, my pasul, and so in other words, because Rabbi Yosef dissents in the seifa, ma'udatem, matam, Rabbi Yosef, mishon, nukasab, and faglu, machat, simatir. Maybe he holds like Reb Meir, which we're going to see later in the parak, that ein mefaglin mechatzi matir, and that's why if you only do the komets, intending to do Lavona tomorrow, it's not a pigul, v'afi l'reishanami, which would mean that even in a case that you did the komets in order to burn the komets, that it would be not a pigul, k'mashvalanda v'hamode. So that's why it's to say that he agrees here, because his issue is not mefaglin mechatzi matir, it's something else, and we'll see that develop now. L'haktir l'vona tal l'machar, Rabbi Yosi omer pasul en karet, Amar Resh Lakish, he gives an explanation. Omer Hayar Rabbi Yosi, Ein Matir Mefagel Ta Matir. He says, one Matir can't be Mefagel on another Matir, and the Kometz and the Levona are both Matirim. Chenata Omer B'Shtem Bazichel Levona Shalach Mepanim. So Resh Lakish says, Rabbi Yosi would extend it if you lifted off one of the Bazichel Levona of Lechem Panim, intending to burn the other one tomorrow. Shein Matir Mefagel Ta Matir, it wouldn't be a Pigul. Mai V'Chenata Omer, why did Resh Lakish extend it? I might think that Rabbi Yossi's reason is because Lavona is extrinsic. It comes from a different source than the Mincha. But with two Lavonot, they're both the same thing. So maybe they can mefagel each other. Kamash Polan, therefore, Shlokesh teaches that even there, his issue is en matir mefagel to matir. But how could you say that his reason in Lavona is because it's not from the same species? V'haktani seifa amrulo mashin tazu ben hazevach. That's exactly what he says in the Mishnah. That's exactly what he said. It's a separate substance. So my ina mina mincha. So now we're going to interpret those words differently. Ina be'ikuv mincha, meaning the levona doesn't have a spot in the sequence of the mincha, unlike dam and emurim. You have to do zrikat adam and then put the emurim up and then eat the basar. So lav keichad ma'akev who komets the shirayim, unlike the komets, which is ma'akev the shirayim, la midkata komets la mitachli shirayim, you can't eat the shirayim until you burn the komets, achina ma'akev la lavona, the lavona does the same thing. Ela ibai hai makdebereisha v'ibai hai makdebereisha, but the lavona and the komets could be done in either order, and therefore, that's what he means, ena mina mincha, meaning it's not part of a sequence in the same way. V'rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan's answer? Kerminan ein matem falgal tamatu, they agree with the principle. They say that hani mili hechadulo ikavu b'chadmana. That's when they weren't originally put into one kli, like the two kvasim of atzeret, for instance. Aval hechad ikavu b'chadmana k'chadami. But once they're put into one kli, like the komets and the lavona, the fact that they come from different sources doesn't matter. They are now one, and we say that one is mefagel the other. Vyana has the following: likut lavona bazar. Let's say a non kohen comes and he collects the lavona. It's not a kmitza; he just collects the lavona. Pasul. Because it's sort of like holacha. Why? The first thing is that when you move something without walking, it's still called holacha. So if he picks it up, his hands are moving with it. Holacha bazar psula, and holacha is zar, is pasul, done by a non-kohen. I'll prove it to you. In the last parak, we said that if you do any of the four avodot, then it's with the wrong machshava, it's pigul. So bishlama kometz hanushochet. What's the parallels? Because we have to learn everything from zvachim. Kometz is like shchita. Molich is like molich. Maktir is like zorek. Ela natan noten bekli maika avid. What is putting in the kli? What's that parallel to? Ilam mishum dami la kabbalah. It's not like kabbalat adam. So midami hatam memeva hacha kashakel verami. In the case of Kabbalat HaDam, you just stick it there and get the dam. Here, you have to pick it up and put it in. So they're really not comparable. So therefore, El Mishum, it came into L'Sagile, de lo Avala Avoda Chashuvahi. In other words, here's the simple reason. Since there's no way to do the Avoda without putting it in the Kli, it becomes a necessary part. Al-Kor Chamash V'laka Kabbalah. So the only thing we have left is to compare it to Kabbalat HaDam. So Hachinami, so therefore, Holachat HaLevona, came into L'Sagile, de lo Avala Avoda Chashuvahi. And therefore, since that's the case, the only way to do the mincha is to take the levona and put it on the mizbeach. Therefore, you have to move it. Therefore, it's, since it's necessary, it becomes avodah chashuva. Al korcha mashvila koholacha. The only thing we can compare it to is holachat hakometz. Now we say, look, liolam dedamin la kabbalah. We go back and say this is not the proper svara to say that because it's necessary, it becomes like an avodah, because the matan bekli, which is where our starting point was, really is like kabbalah. And you challenge that by saying that the two are not alike because Kabbalat HaDam is a passive act. So, but either way, I don't care. What happens is the minute the substance gets into the Kli, it becomes Kodesh. What do I care if it comes passively or if he puts it in with his hands? Okay. The next Mishnah, Shachat Shnei Kvasim, this is now on Shavuot. When you bring two Kvasim, and when you do that, that's Matir the Shtei Alechem. So you did the two kvasim, lachol achat min achalot l'machar, and you intended to eat one of the two chalot tomorrow. Or hektir shnei bazichin, you burn the two bazichin levonah, lachol achat min astorin l'machar, to eat one of the sets of bread, the six of out of the 12 loaves of lachav panim, tomorrow. V'yosem er oto achalav ve'oto aseder shechishev alav pigul v'cheron alav karet. Only the one that you thought about is pigul, sheni pasul v'ne karet. The only one is only pasul. Chamamim zev azet pigul v'cheron alav karet. They say both are pigul, which means chachamim have the position that if you are mefagel thinking about eating a part of the eaten thing, the whole thing is pigul, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, only that part, as long as it's really a separate segment. Now, let's see how this plays out. Amar Rav Huna. Omer haya Rabbi Yossi. He says, what was Rabbi Yossi's reason? Pigel biyarech shel yamin, lo nit pagel biyarech shel small. If you think about eating the right leg of that animal, when you do shechita, or shall we say zrika, then the left leg is not included. So my tama. We could argue either way. What's the reasoning? Think about this. When you have an animal actually cut up, and one leg becomes tameh, the other one doesn't. The whole animal isn't tameh if one limb becomes tameh. And so therefore the same thing. Pigul, even though right now the animal's together, you're thinking about eating it, which is at a time when it's separate, so it should be no worse than actual tuma, not intent of. We could read the pasuk, the one pasuk we have on the page. Nefesh ochlat mimenu avonat tisa mimenu. If you eat from it, mimenu v'lo michaviro, meaning only the thing that you made pigul. Now, eight Rav Nachman Rav Huna, watch this challenge. Leolam ein bo karet ad shifagel b'shtehen b'chazayit. You have to pay close attention to the words here. There is no karet for lechem for shteh lechem until you mefagel b'shtehen kazayit, meaning you have to think about both breads, a kazayit of both breads, maybe together. Bishtehen in bachat mihen lo, which means you have to think about both of them and not one of them. So Mani, who could the author be? Ile merabanan, can't be rabanan. Afil bachat mihen nami. Our Mishnah clearly says if you intend to think, eat one of the breads, they're all pigul. Elam pishta Rabbi Yosi. It must be Rabbi Yosi. Yamar pishta machat gufahi. So if you agree that now the two breads are considered one unit, mishumachim mitzarif. That's the way they're mitzarif. And half a kazayit here, half a kazayit there makes them together. But if they're separate, mimit starfit, you can't combine the two. So the answer is, it's not Rabbi Yossi or Rabbanon Hamani Rebbe. It's Rebbe, the Tanya, Hashocheta keves lachol chatzizayit mechalazu v'chein chavero lachol chatzizayit mechalazu. So he shechted one keves in order to eat a chatzizayit of bread one, and the other keves in order to eat a chatzizayit of bread two, both them chutzizmano. Rebbe Omer, is that kasher? It's totally kasher, because it doesn't mix. Now, Tamada amar chetzi chetzi. It's only because Rebbe said, because in the case that Rebbe's talking about, you said half here and half there. Mark kazayit mishtehen, but if you shechted both animals intending kazayit mishtehen, mitzaref, then it does work. Otherwise, Rebbe would have picked that. For Rebbe, alibet aman. Now, Rebbe is talking within whose position? E alibet rabbanon. If he's taking rabbanon's position, I feel the bachat mianami. You don't need all that. You can just think about one of the loaves. E alibet Rabbi Yossi. If it's according to Rabbi Yossi, chadra kushe leduchte. Then we come back to our original question, which is, how could they be mitzaref? The answer is the olam alibid arbonin. Really, it's alibid arbonin. Velotem ad shifagel b'shtehen, meaning the focal point is both loaves, elaim ad shifagel b'shnehen, meaning that the flash point has to be at the shechita of both animals. Vafilu be'achat mehen, meaning You have to shech both animals, even if you're only thinking about one loaf. That's enough. Totally rabbonin. Lafukim in our mayor. And that is to oppose our mayor's position that, we'll see later in the parak. Amar mefaglin v'chatzi matir. You could be mefagel if your flashpoint is a half a matir, like just the komets or just the lavona, or just one of the two kfasim. Kamash polan delos, the rabbonin say that's not the case. You have to have intent at shechita of both kfasim, but only about one loaf. But the problem is, yachim mai leolam. In that bright that said, leolam eino pigol. It's not absolutely not a pigol until you do this. Yamar bishlama bishtehan, uvishnehan, if you agree that it really should be shtehan and shtehan, meaning you have to do it at the shechita of both animals and think about both loaves. Vireb yosihi, and it's Reb Yosi. Uvlafukim in our mayor umidarabon rakati, and it's coming to oppose both Reb Meir's position about nefagin mechatzi matir and Rabbonin's position of saying that if you intend achila of only one of them, it's enough. Kamar leolam. That's why it said leolam, to push it all the way to the end. Leamat rabbanon lafukin our mayor. If it's only rabbanon and they're only coming to oppose our mayor and they're only saying you have to do both shchitas that way, my leolam. What's the leolam? Viod. Second question. Hamar avashi toshma. Look at this quote from Rebbe. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi. Pigel b'davar nasah b'chutz. Pigel. We have this in Zvachim. If you're outside, meaning in the azara, and you're doing a chatat pimit and you mefagel about an avodah that's done outside, it works. So davar nasah b'frim lo pigel. But if you think about something done inside, it's not ketzad. Hayal made bachutz, if you're in the azarav maharini shochet amanat lahazot midamo lamachar, and I'm shechting this chatat pimit in order to do the hazah inside tomorrow, lo pigel. Shemach shavah bachutz b'davar ha-nasa b'frim. You're outside thinking about something inside. Hayal made b'frim, if you're inside and you're doing maharini mazah, you're doing the hazah amanat lahakter murim lamachar, shemach shirayim lamachar, lo pigel. I'm going to do the outside thing, which is the emurim and the shirayim tomorrow, lo pigel. Shemach shavah b'frim, b'davar ha-nasa b'chutz. You're inside thinking about outside. Hayah omed b'chutz, but if you're outside, v'yamah harini shochet, amanat lishpoch shirayim l'machar, timurin l'machar, so if you're outside, and even though there's going to be an inside in the middle, say, I'm shechting now in order to do haktarat emurim back here outside tomorrow, pigel, shemach shavah b'chutz, v'yamah nasa b'chutz, everything's outside. That's the quote, but the issue is, lishpoch shirayim l'figulimai. What is lishpoch shirayim? What's the pigel there? You're not being mefagel the dam. We have this in Zvachim. The following things cannot become pigul. Kometz, Lavona, Ktoret, Minchat Nechon, Minchat Nesachim, Minchat Kohen Mashiach, Vehadam. Ela Pshita Lifgulei Basar. It must mean that if you intended to put the Shiraim late, the Basar becomes Mitpagel. So now you're thinking about the Dam and the Basar is affected. So Hashtoma, Tamdelo, Hashibe, Basar, Gufe. You didn't even think about the meat at all. Rav Yossi Mefagel, it's Mitpagel. Here you thought about the animal itself, the right leg versus the left leg. So certainly if you thought about eating the right leg tomorrow, the left one's also pigel. So Rafuna is getting knocked out totally. This is our Mishnah. Right? So Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah agrees that in the first Mishnah, that if you do the kmitza in order to eat the shirayim tomorrow, that's a pigul. Now, alakter kumtzal ifluge mai, what's the pigul there? You can't be mfagel the komets, komets mfagel, and then eludvam shen chavin alimishum pigul, ha komets, etc. The first thing on that list that we just saw of things that cannot become pigul is komets. So what's the being becoming pigul? Alapshita ifluge shirayim, that means you're mfagel the shirayim. So now, again, you thought about the komets, and it affects the shirayim. You weren't even thinking about the shirayim. Mefagli, hachad chashibu bezvicha gufa lo kol shekain. Here, thinking about the animal, the right leg, left leg, left leg. Certainly, it's pigol, and therefore we throw out. We say Rav Huna is wrong, and Rav Yossi never would have gone that far. Elam Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan has an alternative explanation for Rav Yossi's shita. Tam Rav Yossi hakatuv asan gufechad vakatuv asan shnei gufim. The Torah made the two loaves of atzeret and the two bazichim of lachem apanim into both one and two. Guf echad, why dem akvi adadi? You need both. You can't do one without the other. Shnei gufin, dam rachmana, hu lechud avida, v'ha lechud avida. Do each one separately. So the Torah made them separate also. So therefore, what's the result? Arvin umit arvin. If you mix them up and make them into one machshava, they're one. Te'akatuv asan guf echad, because the Torah made them one. Palginu, but if you divide them into two, it means you treat them as separate things. Miflugi, then they are separate. Takatuv asan shnei gufin, because the Torah made them separate. Okay. Abar Rabbi Yochanan, he asked the following question. Pigel melachmei toda. Lachmei toda has four species. The chametz and the three kind of matzot. What if you're mefagel in one of the species? Does it affect the rest? But minchat ma'afeh has five crackers and five chalot, mahu. Again, does one affect the other? Tam of tachlif and ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael, they learned explicitly, the chenet tomer b'lachmi toda, tomer minchat ma'afeh, the machloket, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, applies here also, that Rabbi Yossi says only the part you thought about is pigul, and Rabbanan say it's all. Tan Rabbanan, b'shat shchita chishev l'chol chatzi zayit, b'shat zrika chishev l'chol chatzi zayit. It's a delightful observation. If you, at the point of shchit of an animal, you thought about eating half a kazayit tomorrow, and then at zrika, all the way at the other end of the avoda, you thought about another chatzi zayit, pigul, the mitzarit. Sheshchit u'zrika mitzarfin. They join. So some people think it's only shchit and zrika, because they're both matirin. Shchit is matir, the avoda tadam, and zrika is matir everything else. Kabbalah v'holacha, which are just vehicles, lo. Some people say the opposite. Shchit and zrika are at the opposite ends of the avoda. Certainly Kabbalah and Halacha will be mitzarif because they're closer to each other. Now the question is, could this, any of this be true? V'hatani Levi, arba avodot e mitzarfot l'pigul. He says none of the avodot are mitzarfef. You have to do a full pigul at one avodah. Shchita uzrika Kabbalah v'Halacha. So how could that be? Amarav lokasha harebi harabanan. He says it's easy. Rebbe is the one who says you have to keep them separate, like we saw about the kvasim. And Rabbanan say that it could be mixed. Tanya shokat kevas lachol chatzizay lechalazu v'chein chaver lachol chatzizay lechalazu. Rabbi Omer, Omer Anish is that kasher. We already saw this. So that was Rava's solution to the problem. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said, Eimer to shamat le Rebbe. We know that Rebbe said what he said. Chatzi matir v'chatzi achila. That's when you have a chatzi matir, meaning one keves, and a chatzi achila, which is one loaf, a half kazayit of one loaf. But when you have a full matir, like shchita, and it's only a chatzi achila, who says that he would say they're not mitzarev? So I'm like, Rava Barav Chanan L'Abaye. So here's the challenge to Abaye. V'ilei the Rebbe kulo matir v'chatzi achila, but if that were true, that Rebbe really held, that, like you said, Abaye, that kulo matir v'chatzi achila, meaning when you did the whole matir, like shchita, and only half the achila, about half the achila, it would be mitzdareif, then leagues are chatzi matir v'chatzi achila, atu kulo matir v'chatzi achila. Then he should be gozer in the case that he said it was kosher, he should be gozer and say it's pasul. How do we know? That's our Rabbi Yossi gozer, Rabbanan gozer. Both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan were gozer in places that they felt failed the test of pigul, but were close enough, and they made him pasul. Rabbi Yossi gozer, how do I know that? No, l'akter levonatan l'machar, sorry, pasul and korei. What did Rabbi Yossi say about levona? He says levona is not really pigul, but I'll call it pasul. Chamorim pigul v'chem alav kareid. Rabbanan amigazra. Rabbanan also made exera. Non pigel b'komets v'lo belvona. Non b'lo b'komets. The mayor chacham mechloker v'chatzi matir. Remember pigul v'chem alav kareid. Chamim ein bo kareid. Ein bo kareid. Rashi says means yes, but there is psul. Hachvagel b'chol amatir. So Rabbanan also goes there when you only did one of the two matirim. So Amar le Abaye defends it and says hachi yashta. Think about it. Bish the mahatam gazra Rabbi Yossi komets the levona. Atu komets the mincha. Why was Rabbi Yossi goes there when you did the levona? As a gzeira against doing the komets of a mincha, which he says is pigul. So therefore, since doing one is similar to the other, he's gozer in a similar case. Rabbanan gazri komets atu komets minchat chote, and the Rabbanan were gozer that if you just do the komets and not the lavona, it's psul, because in the case of minchat chote, when there is no lavona, it would be pigul. Lavona atu lavona habab bazichin, and if you only do the lavona, it is because lavona alone comes with the bazichin. Kvasim nami, keves atu keves chavero. Same thing with a keves. If you did one keves, because of the, if you did it with the other keves. Bezach atu bezach chavero. Same thing with the cups of a levona. Alahachim ika chatzimat v'chatzi achila ba'alma d'leikum ligzor. But here, there is no other case, like the two kvasim and the two chalot, that Rebbe would have to be gozer to say, oh, to protect it. So he says, therefore, it still could be Rebbe. And by the way, we think that this is the Rabbanan's reason for saying pasul, that it's a gzera. Tani Seif, Modim Chachom Nermeir, Minchat Chot, Minchat Knaot. What did Rabbi Chachom say at the end of that Mishnah? It's coming up. When they disagreed about the half matter, they said, we agree with you about Minchat Chot, Minchat Knaot. Pigo v'komets, pigo v'chayvin alav karet. Shahakomets v'amater, they add that line. I'm in the meeting of cloud. Why do I have to mention this at all? Pshita. After all, Mika Matar Achrina. Of course Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Meir if it was only Minchat Chot and you brought the pigul. Did the comets for pigul. Of course it's a pigul. There's nothing else there. It's not a chatzi matir. Why'd they add that in? It's taught there to tell you because Rabbanan are aware that there's another case of comets where there really would be a pigul. That's why they agree that here it at least is pasul. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah on Daf Yud Daled Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.